Hi everyone, it's Nat Adelblas, your digital marketing sleuth. And in this blog post, I'm going to share with you hacks to freshen up your old content. So let's brush off the cobwebs and make your content interesting again. Adding new content isn't the only way to keep your website fresh and interesting. Improving your old content's much easier than writing a new blog post, yet many people neglect to do this. I know you're probably ignoring your old content because it's embarrassing to read things that you wrote back in the days when you couldn't really write. However, it's time to brush off the cobwebs and freshen up your content to make it more engaging and interesting for your readers. And here are some of my hacks that Google and your audience will love. So, hacks for freshening up existing website content. Number one, add a new image or video. We're a visual society, so we consume most of our content via videos, and images also play a huge role in grabbing our attention. For this reason, it's a great idea to add a new image or record a video to include in your existing content. This will make your page visually appealing and your readers will stay on your site for longer. You can embed a YouTube video or create your own if you like. Have a go and see what works. Number two, turn your content into audio. Audio is also a growing way that we consume content. The beauty about audio is you don't have to watch the screen while you're listening. So you could be washing the dishes, working out at the gym, walking your dog, and still consuming content. This is great for those of us who multitask. Download software such as Audacity, which is what I'm using right now, and record your blog post, then upload it onto your website page. Number three, update your keywords. Now, when was the last time you checked which keywords your blog post is ranking for? Have a look at Google Search Console and then make sure the relevant keywords appear in your blog post. If not, add them in naturally and only if they're relevant and useful. Now, within this blog post, I've included a quick tutorial showing you how to find these keywords in Google Search Console. Number four, add a graphic or table. Turn a stack of text into something visually appealing, such as an infographic or table. This will grab your reader's attention. Number five, change the introduction. Rewrite the first paragraph of your blog post and make it something attention grabbing. Number six, change the heading. Make your heading more punchy, but don't change your URL or you could muck up your SEO. Number seven, change the publish date. Now you want to trick Google into thinking that your post is newer than it really is? In WordPress, you can change the date that the blog was published and make it a more recent date. Number eight, add a summary. Summarize your blog post listing the main points covered and try to experiment with putting the summary at the start or end of your post. This will help reduce reader overwhelm, which could keep them on your page longer. Number nine, add a quote. People love being inspired. It gives them the warm and fuzzies. Include a powerful quote in your blog post. You can turn the quote into a graphic using something like Canva, and for bonus points, share it on your social media. Number 10, add more content. Yeah, this one might be a drag, but often adding more useful content is the best way to freshen up an old blog post and get some SEO brownie points. You'll also drive more traffic to your post. Make sure your post is at least 700 words long, but don't write crap just to fill the page. Always be amazing with your content. Number 11, case studies, examples, and comparisons. Case studies are interesting and powerful ways to back up what you're saying. People like to see proof of what you're claiming. Number 12, tidy up your grammar and punctuation. Run a quick spell check and use contractions to take your language from formal and boring to readable and interesting. It's instead of it is, and we're instead of we are. Number 12, change the header image. A header image is like an introduction to your blog post and is what you see when you share the URL on Facebook and other platforms. Make the image something new and fresh. Number 8, update your links. Check that all of your internal and external links are still working. Try using a new link to help spread link juice to other parts of your website. Okay, so here's a summary of all the tips that I've shared with you in this blog post. Set yourself a challenge to improve your blog post clicks, impressions, and shares. And here's a summary right now. Number one, add a new image or video. Number two, turn your content into audio. Number three, update your keywords. Number four, add a graphic or table. Number five, change the introduction. Number six, change the heading. Number seven, change the publish date. Number eight, add a summary. Number nine, add a quote. Number 10, add more content. Number 11, use case studies, examples, and comparisons. Number 12, tidy up your grammar and punctuation. Number 13, change your header image. And number 14, update your links. Now, you don't need to use all of these hacks. Some will work better than others for your blog post. Think about your audience and what they prefer. Start with an easy hack, such as changing the publish date, then slowly work your way through the list. I'd recommend copying this list and pasting it into an Excel spreadsheet and then checking off each one as you complete it. This way, you can keep track of what you've updated and not feel overwhelmed. I hope that you've got something out of this blog post. If you have, please share it. And until next time, thanks for now. Bye-bye.